So, what are we supposed to be looking for again?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of obvious that we're looking for magic shit, my dude. I mean, we're in what, like an abandoned witch laboratory. I mean, I meant like, are you looking for certain ingredients or whatever? I mean, you're the fucking witch or whatever, dude. I don't know what... No, I don't think you can accuse me of being, like, rude or whatever. I mean, you're the one who doesn't like me, remember? Oh, come on. Let's be real here, man. There's no hard feelings about it. Ugh. What kind of girl would not enjoy being a scary monster, huh? I mean, fuck. I still kind of remember when you guys found me. Well, you know how it is. It's hard to remember, but, oh, look at this. Remember, I was all feral and shit. I mean, you know what I am. I don't remember what Amanda called it, but what did we settle on? That I'm like undead or whatever? Honestly, it's just zombie. I don't understand why she has to make everything sound so like official or whatever, or science-y. Like, let's be real here. I'm like straight out of an apocalypse movie. It's fucking great. But I still kind of remember when you guys found me. You were basically shitting your pants. Which, like, fair enough. I'm not gonna lie. If I was in your position, I also would have been. Because, like, half-naked, green, rotting zombie girl with her fucking head half caved in and most of her rib cage showing. Who's actively trying to bite and kill everyone. Yeah, I'd be pretty freaked out, too. But, you've never gotten used to me, really. I mean, Amanda got used to me. Everybody else got used to me. You know, once I was unferaled, sorta, everyone kind of realized that, you know, I'm a person, kind of. You never really got past that, though. Oh, no shame, man. You don't try and hide it or whatever. It's just, it's weirder if you hide it. Because, like, I get it. But, I mean, hey, maybe it's just because you don't know me that well. I mean, look at me right now. You can see the hole in my torso, right? Want a better look, huh? Come on, I don't even have to pull up my shirt or anything somewhere in just this little crop top. Come on. You want to see my liver? Uh-oh. You are too fucking easy to mess with, dude. God. I know. We're supposed to be looking for stuff. It's not my fault you're easy to mess with. And it's also not my fault that Amanda sent both of us here. I don't know why she sent me. I don't know anything about all this magic shit. It's very funny. Just because I am dead, technically, does not mean I suddenly know things. I know less than before, probably. Who knows? What's that? What is it? I saw you grab it off that shelf. What is it? Come on. What's with that look on your face, huh? Do you not want me to know what it is? Will it kill me? Well, I don't think anything can actually kill me, since I'm already dead, technically. Wait. Will it make me even hotter? Come on, it's probably not that serious. Let me see it. Come on, just give it to me. Ah, the benefits of being taller than you. Haha, even if it's only by a couple inches. Oh, don't blame the shoes, honey. I still have it in my hand. What is it? Looks just like a bottle with some dust in it. Well, come on, what is it? not going to give it back to you until you let me know what it is. It doesn't have a label on it or anything. It's literally just like an old bottle with like dust in it or whatever. Are you sure this is actually anything? Ah, oh, come on. What's the worst it could do to me? Kill me again? I don't think I can die. We've been over this. I'm pretty sure I'm invincible now. So, why don't you stand over there, and I am gonna see what this shit is. Because, my dude, what if it's like weird witch cocaine? That would be radical. And probably the only thing that would actually work on me. I'm joking. God. Okay, stay over there. I am not joking about testing it, though. Stay over there. Well, it's not... We've been over this. It's not gonna kill me. And as long as you're not near it when I, like... I don't know. I think I'm gonna sniff it, I guess. I don't fucking know, dude. Just stay over there, because you're human. You're a human who knows magic. I am a weird, living dead, Dawn of the Dead creature, okay? You stay over there. Let me open this. I didn't get any dust on me, did I? Okay, let me close this back up. Okay. I don't really feel anything. I sniffed it. Some definitely got in me. What is it? Listen, it's not doing shit, so you might as well tell me what it is. Because if it's something that's supposed to work, I don't know, maybe we can bring it back and see why it doesn't or something, or I don't know. I just use myself as a human guinea pig, dude. You have to give me something here. What? No. You are fucking with me, aren't you? I didn't know you could fuck with me. What the hell? You're not serious. What the fuck? Are you for real? Dude, are you shitting me right now? Are you fucking with me? Because if you're not fucking with me, that's the coolest thing in the fucking world. You serious? I just snorted sex powder. What the fuck is that? I need you to give me more details, because I ain't feeling shit. And I need to know if the person who made this powder just had shit sex or something. Come on. No, I'm not. Okay, so it's supposed to, like, make you want to have sex or whatever? I don't feel anything. I mean, I'm a little, like, warm, but, like, look at this place. Oh, don't fucking look at me like that. I don't feel anything. I mean, we can bring it back, because it might just not work on me. Remember, I'm dead. We can just bring it back and see what everyone else thinks. But also, my dude, why the fuck did no one tell me that this exists? Because that's fucking wild, okay? Because listen, told you, well, I didn't tell you about this, but I told some other people about this. But the other week, I hooked up with that, like, werewolf girl, and I could have used that. Because, I don't know if you know this about werewolves, my dude, letting you know. Listen to me. I'm trying to give you some advice here. I know you're freaked out by me because I'm so hot and, like, my organs are exposed or whatever, but listen, okay? Werewolves, and maybe it's just werewolf girls, I don't know, haven't hooked up with a werewolf boy yet. It's on the bucket list. They can go for hours and hours and hours, and I am not joking you. So, if you ever do get involved with a werewolf, make some of that shit. And why did no one tell me it was a thing? Because I could only last like 4 rounds with her. God. Okay. Don't look like that. What are you? Come on. You don't talk about sex with your friends and stuff? No, I'm not going to make fucking fun of you. What do I seem like, an asshole? I'm asking because your face is like beet fucking red. I'm not that close to you. What? No, I'm not. I don't feel anything. I mean, there's a couple ways to take that. I don't feel anything from the powder. And also, because I am dead, my nerves are extremely, what's the word? Blunted or whatever? So I don't feel anything. So you shoving me does nothing. And the sex powder or whatever the fuck does nothing. Sex powder sounds boring. Let's keep looking and let's figure out a word for sex powder that's a little funner sounding. More fun. Whatever, grammar police. Come on. What about, sex powder? What about funky fun powder? No? Come on. I think that was pretty good. You know, I'm surprised by the amount of witches who just had tons of fucking mirrors lying around. Don't tell me Bloody Mary's a real thing. Sort of? Okay, you're gonna have to explain. You're gonna have to tell me more about that another time. Because I'm just gonna not be able to do anything. I don't know. Okay, dude, bro, homie. Man who is scared of me for some reason. Well, for obvious reasons. I don't know why you keep side-eyeing me right now. Yes, I snorted the funky fun powder. I'm not sure I don't feel anything, but, like, I think because I'm dead, it can't really do that much to me, you know? I mean, sure, I feel a little warm, and honestly, I'm gonna be super honest with you right now, dude. You look tasty, I guess is the best way of looking at your fucking face. No, I'm not gonna eat you. We've been over this. I'm not gonna eat you. I will say, though, that... Well, what else do you think I mean by that? I don't think you look edible. Well, you do. Not gonna lie. You, of course, look edible. But I don't want to eat you. Listen, it's not my fault. You're the one who isn't used to talking about this shit. But if you keep asking me, I'm going to be straight up with you. I want to fuck you right now. So unless you want to go down that avenue, I suggest we just keep looking at shit. All right? And stop side-eyeing me. Ooh, what's this? Found an open potion. What is it? Fine. I'll walk away. I'll walk a little further away. God, you're so fucking paranoid. So what is it? What? No! Okay, maybe. I was looking at your ass. Maybe. I mean, what? Listen. Is it weird to look at your not friends' asses? I don't think it's weird. Do you think I don't check out like Amanda and shit? Of course I do. Listen, I'm only human. Well, no, I'm... Listen, bro. You are starting to frustrate me here a little bit because you just will not let this go. Okay? You keep side-eyeing me. You won't let anything go. And for some reason, you're scared of me. Which, honestly, and I'm gonna be real with you here because you're starting to fucking piss me off a little bit, you being scared of me is only making this worse for me. God, how are you so fucking innocent? It's making it worse for me because you being kind of scared of me is kind of turning me on. No. We're talking about this now. No, we're talking about this now because you can't seem to just fucking let it go. So what's the problem then, huh? You think I'm going to just take a bite out of you? Hmm? You think I'm just going to go feral again? You never fucking learn, do you? I mean, if you're pushing for an answer, you do look... Yes, I'm staring at you. You're the one pissing me off. You're the one pushing this. I don't care if I'm backing you into a corner. You're pissing me off, dude. So what if I snorted the sex powder or whatever the fuck and it made me a little horny? Who gives a shit? What? You think something as simple as that is going to make me lose total control and I'll just start biting the shit out of you? What? What is that? No. No, no, no. I'm not letting you scoot around me or anything. What is that? Yes, I backed you up into a fucking corner because you weren't listening to me and you were pissing me off. But I can feel something very obviously against my leg. What is that? That's exactly what I fucking thought it was. So let me get this straight right now. You, for some reason, are scared of me, intimidated by me, whatever it is. Think that I'm about to go feral any second now, which I highly fucking doubt. And you have a hard-on pressing against my leg right now. Don't ask me what I'm doing. What? Listen. I'm not the one with a hard-on pressed against your leg, am I? You're the one who's been standing there looking fucking delicious this entire time. You're the one who wouldn't just tell me what was in the bottle. You're the one who pissed me off. And you, my friend, are the one that's just making me hornier. So what are we gonna do here, huh? No, 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 no. No, no, no. We're not just gonna let this go. I'm not just gonna let this slide because you've been pissing me off for a while now. And I think maybe if we just get some of that aggression out, I won't be so fucking hard to work with. What? You know, I can feel that, you know? What do you like? Hot, rotting girls. I can feel you rubbing against my thigh. You're cute, you know that? I think you'd look a lot cuter, though, with my hand wrapped around that stupid fucking whiny throat. You do look delicious like this, with my hand on your throat, squeezing just a little bit. Sit down over there. I mean it. Sit down right over there. Thank you. You know, I wouldn't have guessed that you were so hard to fucking work with while horny either. What? Never had a pretty bitch sit in your lap? I can really, really feel how turned on you are now. Oh, it's not because of me. Listen, I made absolutely fucking sure that I didn't get any of that
powder or whatever on you. So I don't think you can blame it on that. Is that why you're scared of me, huh? Because you like me? Because you think I'm pretty? Because you think I'm the kind of girl that can fuck you within an inch of your life? You don't need to answer. The look on your fucking face says it all. Come on, are you gonna touch me or what? I'm sitting here grinding my fucking pretty ass on your dick. And you're just sitting there. Come on. You gonna be a pillow princess for me, huh? Come on. I want you to put in a little effort. There you go. Does it help when I grab your hands and make you touch my tits through my little crop top, huh? I know. Got really nice tits, don't I? Fun to play with. Especially when I'm not wearing a bra. Come on. There you go. There you go. Oh, you know, this powder is making me a little bit more in a rush than I usually would be. What? Did you just think I was gonna want to make out with you? Come on, man. You should know me better than that. I don't want to just make out with you. I want you to fuck me. Oh, don't get all fucking nervous now. I can feel exactly how hard you are. And I'm sure... Zip down these jeans, you'd be able to tell how horny I am right now, too. Come on. Come on, stick that hand in my jeans. I want you to feel how much I want you to fuck me, how much I want to fuck you. Yeah, I told you. You are just making me more and more impatient, you know that? Of course I'm off your lap. I need you to fuck me. So that's what we're gonna do. Come on. What? All I did was pull my pants down and bend over. What are you so fucking nervous about? Come on. Don't I have a pretty ass? A nice pussy? Come on. That's it. Take out your cock. I want you to fuck my cunt. Can you do that, huh? You know, I can feel you sliding against me. Feel you sliding against my wet pussy. Oh, come on. Just stick it in already. Who do you think I am? You want to go slow?
I don't fucking think so. Come on. Fuck me. Do it. Come on. Stick that nice fucking thick cock right into my... there you go. Come on. Fuck me already. Fuck. Fuck. Oh god, yes. God, fuck. Come on, grab my hair or something. Yes, I fucking mean it. What do you think's gonna happen? Just there you go. Come on. Oh, we went over this, right? My nerves are full blunted. You're gonna have to be rougher with me than that if you want me to come, huh? Oh, you want me to come on your cock? Yeah? You want me to come while you fucking pound into my nice, tight, wet cunt. Fuck. Oh, come on. Be a little bit rougher. Come on. I want to feel it. Oh, come on. Oh, there we go. No, I'm fucking fine. Oh, I know. My head hit the floor. It doesn't fucking matter. Come on. Yes. Fuck. Oh, God. There you go. There you go. There you go. Oh, fuck. Oh, now you're doing it right. Oh, fuck. Now you're doing it right. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. 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 Oh, now you're finally going rough enough. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, yeah, I told you. Oh, the powder is making me all sorts of fucking impatient. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, come on. You gonna come? Oh, come on. I want you to come so I can come. Alright, come on. Fuck my cunt like it's just a little toy or something, huh? Come on. Fucking fill me up already. There you go. Oh, come on, fuck me like you mean it. There you go, there you go. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm fucking fine. I'm fucking fine. Oh, I'm more than fine. God. Oh, you know, if I knew you could fuck like that, I might have found some of that funky fun powder a lot fucking earlier. Oh. Come on, what are you, in shock or something? It's not like I'm gonna blackmail you or something, man. Who do you fucking think I am? We both needed a nice fuck, me especially. We both got the nice fuck, and now we can go back to normal. Except maybe you won't be so fucking irritating to me anymore. It's alright, it's alright. I told you though, you should have just told me what the fucking powder was. I wouldn't have done that. All right. We should probably keep looking, shouldn't we? Don't worry, I'm not gonna fucking tell anyone. I mean, I will say I'm not opposed to that happening again. Especially if I can get you to go even rougher next time.